Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our next guest has been honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame, recipient of the Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award for career greatness in the industry covering the NFL. She's a pioneer, she's a trailblazer, she's one of the best ever to do it, male or female, and she's got a new book out called Sometimes You Have to Cross When It Says Don't Walk, a memoir of breaking barriers. She's worked for CBS, she has worked for ABC and ESPN, she's worked for the Boston Globe. Leslie Visser joining us this morning here on the show. Leslie, good morning.
Oh, DA, say it all again.
Well, you know,
before we get to anything, I need you to spend a couple minutes because my big picture lens on sports right now, and I know you know the World Cup, you know that sport. I feel like even back to the Super Bowl, not that it was predictable, but okay, the Patriots made it. They didn't win, but they made it. All right, then you go to the NBA Finals. It's exactly what everybody predicted, and maybe not a sweep, but the same two teams. You know, and now you look at where baseball's going. Again, Yankees and the Red Sox, probably the Cubs, the Astros, Dodgers. But the one thing that is not predictable at all is this World Cup. Would you agree?
Yeah, this World Cup has been wild, absolutely wild, to see these Final Four that knows that Brazil and Germany and Spain all got knocked out, and now we're down to these teams. It's really been phenomenal, and even without the Americans in it, I think this World Cup may have actually been a blessing in disguise because it allows us to just enjoy the tournament without having the anxiety of it being all about the U.S., and it has been incredible drama.
Yeah, really exciting. I mean, those knockout games, and I had the privilege, you probably have too. I actually covered three World Cups, and it was so wild. One of them was in France when France won, remember, in 98. It was just so insane. Zinedine Zidane, however you pronounce his name. So that was nuts because it was the stadium was a little north of Paris. They had 90,000 people.
Yeah.
I was actually a 10-year-old, or maybe 11, and my mom took me to London to go to Shakespeare plays, and that's when London in 66, remember, they beat what was then West Germany?
Yeah.
And it was same thing at Wembley. They had 90,000 people. So I really think, you're right, I think because we are not in it has given people an appreciation for just what a global game it is.
I think so, too. I think it's just been great. I'm a soccer fan, so I've loved watching it no matter what, but I think a lot of people have been turned on to it because it's been so good. And I want to talk about your mom because the title of this book is something that she told you. When you were a kid, you said, hey, I want to become a sports writer. And at that day and age, that didn't happen for females. And she said, well, you know what? Great. Sometimes you have to cross when it says don't walk. Was your mom progressive and forward thinking like that for the era of what women could do in the industry or any industry?
Yeah, and thanks for mentioning that. I mean, it was really a profound moment. I was only 10 or 11 years old. We were living in Cincinnati, and at that time, women were really just four or five things, right? They were teachers. My mom was a teacher. Or they were secretaries, or they were nurses, or domestics, or homemakers, really. So when my mom said to me, you know, what do you think you want to do when you grow up? And I said, I want to be a sports writer, because I was just a really passionate kid about sports the way other people, the way you were, or the way other people love music or poetry or they want to act. I just love sports. And I said, I want to be a sports writer. And instead of saying, oh, forget it, that's like going to the moon, she said, that's great. Sometimes you have to cross when it says don't walk.
That's incredible. Leslie Visser joins us this morning on the show. Was she like that in other parts of life, how she lived her life? How she encouraged you to live your life?
Yeah, we moved quite a bit. We moved, which was great for sports, you know, not so good for a marriage, but we moved like 11 times. So,
wow.
You know, it was so great because, you know, you moved to Baltimore and then the Colts, you know, or you could take up, you know, the Orioles or whatever, or a college team. But I think she was, she was very progressive. I mean, she would have been, I think now, like an advertising agency head or something, but she taught high school, but she taught Dostoevsky to, at local colleges It's just the opportunities for women were so narrow. Even when I started, the way I started at the Boston Globe in 1973 or four was on a Carnegie Foundation grant that was open to women in America, 20 women who wanted to go into jobs that were 95% male. Which, you know, we're not talking the 1800s,
yeah.
1974. And a woman from Michigan got it for archaeology. A woman from Johns Hopkins got it for ophthalmology. And I actually got it because I wanted to be a sports writer.
Wow, I had no idea about this. That's an incredible story. Wow. Leslie Visser joins us this morning on the show. You have developed so many close relationships with the people that you cover. They trust you. You have a way to put them at ease. You have a way to not put them on guard. And I wonder, moving around that much, did that teach you at a young age how to develop relationships? You probably had to have a new set of friends basically every year. Did that help in that skill set?
Oh, that's a great question, DA, because it probably did. You know, I don't look back on that, but yes, I was always having to fit in to, you know, not annoy whatever the group is or group was. And I do think for me, two things lasted, and you worked in Boston, so you know this. We're big on humor. So anytime that I was humiliated or insulted, I tried to make it into a bit. You know, that.
Hey,
that
you and me both.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's how you translate it. You know, and I never got mad. I didn't sue anybody. I understood that it was unusual for them, too. I mean, I was the first woman, as you know, to cover the NFL as a beat. And I remember going to Chuck Fairbanks, then for your listeners who don't know, he was the coach in the 70s, and he'd been Switzer's assistant at Oklahoma, so he was very confident in his manner. And the first day I went to the Patriots, I asked him a question about one of his linebackers or something, and his first thing he ever said to me was, you know, you ought to go to lunch with my daughter. You're about the same age. So I had to learn very early on that you better find the humor in this. Ironically, the best people, best players to me in the beginning were the blacks because they were great, and they said that they all knew what it was like to be the only one.
Hmm.
So it was an unusual bonding. You know, Sugar Bear Hamilton and me looking at tape.
Wow. You know, you worked at one of the greatest newspaper sports sections ever. I would say the greatest when you're working alongside Will McDonough and Lee Montville and Bob Ryan and Peter Gammons and all these unbelievable journalists that came out of the Boston Globe in the 70s or the 80s. When you were there, did they accept you or did you have to kind of crack into the boys' club there as well?
No, they were great, and we did get voted those years I was there, not because of me, but we did get Sports Illustrated voted that sports section the best of all time. And, you know, I was just on Bob Ryan's podcast, and he said, was there ever anyone like Will McDonough? And I said, yes, you all were. I mean, I would cover Wimbledon with Bud Collins, and I'd say, hi, I'm Leslie Visser from the Boston Globe. I work with Bud Collins, and be like, you know, what do you need? And then I'd go to the World Series. Hi, I'm Leslie Visser. I work with Peter Gammons. Oh my God, come on in. You know, I go to the NBA. I work with Bob Ryan. So,
yeah.
No, it was, matter of fact, when CBS first came to me to offer me a job in the early 80s, I said, why would I leave the Globe? And they said, what are you, nuts?
Yeah.
20 of these jobs.
Yeah, which is just fascinating. And I think about the Boston Globe sports section back then, like playing for Bill Walsh's 49ers in the 80s or the Steelers in the 70s. You were just around greatness all the time. How did that influence you?
Well, it's absolutely the original PTI was Bob Ryan and Peter Gammon.
Yeah, I mean, they would in the newsroom.
In the sports, you know, in the Globe Sports Department, they started the same day. And that I absolutely know, and John Walsh is a great friend of mine. So I'm sure that's where John Walsh got the idea for PTI, because every day in the office, and that's when you had to go to the office, and they'd be arguing, you know, who sweats more, Wes Unseld or Moses Malone? I mean, anything. They would argue about anything.
Leslie Visser joins us this morning on the show. When you first began on the NFL beat, you said you had a bond with African-Americans because they knew what it was like to be an outsider in there. But largely, how did players treat you? Was that difficult because Lisa Olsen ran into problems? Other female reporters ran into problems covering the NFL. How did you do when it was first beginning?
Well, you know what's so interesting is Lisa's, which we call the Patriots incident, not the Lisa Olsen incident. You know, that was in 1990, and I had started covering the NFL in 73. So, there were no provisions for equality my first 7 years. I was out in the parking lots. But I looked at it like I was so thrilled to have that job. I didn't want anyone to say a woman couldn't do it. You probably know, because I was the only one in the beginning. There weren't ladies' rooms. I mean, there were like it was a true frontier. But the players, you know, I had a mixed bag with them. I never really had ugly incidents, but you know, they might hit on you, or they might. What I used to diffuse that is I used to say, oh, come on, your mother didn't teach you to talk like that. Mm. And, you know, everyone has a mother. No one wants to be rude
right.
in his mother's eyes. So that worked for me. I did have one. Might have been the last sideline game I did. It was in Green Bay, and one of the players, you know, comes over, yo, baby, what are you doing after the game? And I looked at him, and I said, I won't mention his name, but I said to him, excuse me, I'm 56 years old. His face looked like Home Alone, you know. They're running across the field like he was Usain Bolt. I mean, it was really not a pretty sight.
Well, it's a compliment if you're still getting it at 56 years old. That's a pretty good thing. When you say you're in the parking lot, for our listeners, that mean you were not allowed in the locker room when you were first covering it?
No, not for 7 years. No, and wow. You know what it'll be, John? John Madden, I had the privilege of riding John's bus with him quite a few times. And he used to say to me, you know what? He called it, he said, you're stuck in a two-way go. Because I'd be waiting outside, and so if Troy Aikman came out at the same time as the opposing quarterback, like if Troy and Brett Favre came out at the same time, I'd have to pick one, hope I could get, you know, try to chase the other one to his car. But yeah, it was like a real dance there for a while. And I love now that young women they don't have to think about that. They can just say, you know, I want to commentate on sports, or I want to write about sports, and they don't have to think, wow, is the access going to be my major problem of the day?
Yeah, and we have amazing female journalists and commentators in sports today, which is just, it shows how far it has come. It's so cool. Sometimes you have to cross when it says don't walk, which is Memoirs of Breaking Barriers by Leslie Visser. That book is available now. It's available on Amazon, pretty much everywhere you can get books right now, right, Leslie?
Yeah, you know, I wrote the book for anyone who has a dream. Like, maybe your dream, I mean, heck, you went to Syracuse, you went to like the, actually my husband went to Harvard, but you went to the Harvard of Communications. And so I wrote this book because I don't care what your dream is. I don't know if you remember, a couple years ago, Atkins played for the University of Virginia. They had like a little mini great run then. And I did a story on the two Atkins twins. They were 6'7", Duran and Darius, I think, and they were 6'7", lower class outside of D.C., you know, no money. Okay, so they grow up. One goes to play. They're both 6'7". One goes to play at Virginia, and the other went to dance at the Joffrey Ballet.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
What I said. I want anybody, you know. I mean, don't do it if you don't love it. You have to have passion for it. But if you do, just dream big.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. Leslie Visser, the book is Sometimes You Have to Cross What It Says, Don't Walk, Memoir of Breaking Barriers. Leslie, you're the best. Thank you so much for joining us. That is amazing. Check out the book. It's available now. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Leslie, honored by Pro Football Hall of Fame with the Pete Rozelle Award for Television and Radio Excellence. She begins in the industry in 73 when she's not even allowed in the locker room. Just an incredible career, an incredible conversation. I'm so thankful that we were able to talk to her this morning here on the show. That is so cool.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.